Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. This is the first week of the Patriots off-season conditioning program, and Monday, the day of the Boston Marathon bombings, was their very first day. The following day, one of the team's captains, Matthew Slater, stood in front of the team, talked about the bombings and his perspective and reaction. We caught up with Slater here at Gillette Stadium on Thursday. He talked extensively about the bombings in Boston and also addressed some football-related topics. Here's the entirety of Matthew Slater's media gathering.
Before we get this thing started, I think it's only appropriate to, you know, acknowledge the events that happened on Monday, and you know, it really puts things in perspective. It really puts a value on life, and really lets you know that there are bigger things than football. So just want to let those people know out there that, you know, that were affected by that event, that were injured or had someone they knew injured or killed or are still battling for their lives or had to witness that traumatic event, that we're praying for them. You know, I don't think there's ever been a time that I've been more proud to be a part of this city, this region, with the way people have responded to that tragedy. And, you know, I'm just proud to be associated with the people of New England and the people of Boston.
So, where were you at when everything happened?
I was here, actually. So, you know, I was here when I first heard something had gone on. You know, it didn't sound serious when I first heard it, and then when I went home and saw what was going on, you know, it was just in total shock. You never expect something like that to happen at an event where, you know, really it's supposed to be a time of celebration, of achievement, and you know, joy for everybody involved. So, really tragic.
Was there I think for, you know, a lot of people, the first thing you do is try to call everybody. You know, was there anybody you knew down there that but either running or spectators or anything like that?
Well, you know, just checking in. I know some guys that were planning on headed down there, just checking in with them to make sure they were okay. And then I think I was just glued to the TV and, you know, gathering information just like everyone else was. And then obviously seeing that Joe was down there, and I think Matt Chatham was down there as well. Just glad to know that they were okay. And I know Mark Briggs ran in the race, and a few other, you know, people that we had part of the organization were down there. So just making sure they were okay was kind of nice to know that everybody was okay that I knew, but still, you know, real saddened by the whole thing.
I would assume there's a lot of talk in the locker room between you and the rest of the teammates about what has happened, and what is that talk
Definitely. I mean, we addressed it yesterday in our team meeting, and like I was saying, there are things in life more important than football, and this is one of those events that puts that in perspective. I don't think we take so many things for granted. We expect to wake up, we expect to go about our day and be safe and return home at the end of the day, but you know, every day that we get up, you know, anything can happen. And so I think we need to be counting our blessings. Every night that we get back home safely, it's a blessing. And every morning that we wake up is a blessing. So I think that reminder has kind of been sent to the locker room. You know, we just need to value our friends, family, and the times we have here on this earth.
Matthew, you said you were here when you first heard. How difficult is it then to continue going about your job? It was day one of the program for you guys. How did you deal?
You know, it definitely was tough. I'm not going to say it wasn't hard, you know, it was challenging, you know, because it's so close to home, you know, the area that was bombed, you know, you've been there, you've walked around that area, all of us have that live in the area, so it just really struck home, like, man, you know, I've been there, I know that building, I recognize that place, so it definitely struck a nerve, and, you know, something. I've never had to deal with anything like that. Even though I didn't know anyone directly affected, I feel like our whole region, our whole city was affected by it.
Were you able to watch the Bruins game at all last night, or the national anthem?
You know, I didn't get a chance to. I heard something about it, but I'm not really sure what happened. Did they sing it? The team sung the national anthem together?
Yeah, the guy who sings the national anthem just sang like the first line or two, then the whole crowd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. It just shows you, I mean, what kind of city we have. There's some strong people here. So,
you said that you guys talked about the team meeting. Who addressed the team? Was it Bill, or was it?
It was myself, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
What did you say? I mean, how did you put together what you were going to say?
You know, yeah, I really I think, like I said, it was a time for us to really put life in perspective. I mean, you know, like I said, we take so much for granted, and especially in our position, we've been blessed extremely. Every one of us, every man that's in that locker room, whether it's player, coach, staff, we're very blessed to do what we do, and we live sort of a life of, you know, I don't want to say privilege, but it is. You know, we're very privileged to do what we do. So, you know, it's about us not taking things for granted. It's about us valuing the life that we have, the life that our families have. And, you know, in the big picture, that's much more important than what goes on the field.
Was that your idea to do that, to speak to the team?
No, coach asked me to do it, so just went with it.
Matthew, was that Monday or Tuesday you talked to?
Tuesday.
Anyway, getting to football a little bit, Matthew.
All right.
A couple years here, you had to play against Leon Washington with the Jets, and now he's a member of your team. What can you say about him as a player?
I have a tremendous amount of respect for what Leon's accomplished in his career. He's been one of the elite returners that this league has ever seen. I think he's tied with Mr. Cribbs for the most kickoff returns for touchdowns. So he's a weapon in that department, in that phase of the game, and something that we obviously need improvement on. So hopefully he can give us a boost. But looking forward to working with him and all the new guys we have. And, you know, new year, a lot of work ahead of us. But happy to have the new guys aboard.
Do you have any personal connections with the new guys? I mean, have you come across them, played on them with a new college all-star team or whatever?
I've gotten a chance to meet a couple of them at different venues. I met Leon at the Pro Bowl this year, or last year, and met Danny before. So, and, you know, the other guys, you know, competed against a couple of them. But all in all, you know, these guys, we've got some good character guys that are coming here, and I really feel like they're going to buy into the Patriot way and do things the right way. And they came ready to work, and that's what they need. All of us need to be ready to do. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. And, you know, as of now, you know, last year's over. And, you know, we're 0-0, and we have a lot of work to do. So,
how have the last few months been able to put last season maybe in perspective a little bit for the team and for yourself as well?
You know, every team that doesn't win the Super Bowl has had a disappointing season. That's the reason that we play this game. We play to win a championship. I feel like if that's not your motivation as a player in this league, then you might be in the wrong sport. So, obviously, there's a lot of self-evaluation that needs to take place over the course of the offseason and collectively as a group. And we realize that there are many things that we need to improve upon to get to where we want to be. But there's a lot of work that goes into that. There's a lot of work. We're a long ways away from talking about even training camp at this point, let alone competing for a Super Bowl. So, you know, we just have to take it day by day now and try to improve physically and mentally and see where we end up.
How has this week been, this first week, getting everybody back and getting the strength conditioning going?
It's good to be back with your teammates in the locker room and be around those guys. It's been a while, so that camaraderie kicks in almost right away. You know, it's really a family environment here, I feel like, in our locker room. And it's just good to see everybody, and it's good to go back to work. You know, start of something new. The unknown awaits us as the season, you know, 2013 season's out there. So, but there's a lot of work. I mean, we're a long ways away from being able to put a team out on the field that's going to compete. We got a lot of work to do, and that's exciting. You got to enjoy the process. There's something to be said about the process and preparing for a season. That's something that a lot of us enjoy, and that's something that a lot of people don't see. But that's where the season's made in the offseason.
Matthew, I've talked to a lot of athletes over the years, and they say what they miss the most when they retire is the locker room. Is it that important, the relationship between players and a locker room, to a successful team?
It is huge. I think when you have an environment where guys truly get along and have good chemistry, there's something to be said for that. That's kind of an intangible that that goes a long way. So this team has something special here. It always has. It's good to be just back around these guys. The spirit, the atmosphere in the locker room is very unique. Not that I've been anywhere else in this league, but I'd be willing to say that it's special compared to the rest of the places in the league. So, you know, happy to be a part of this locker room and happy to be back with my teammates.
Matthew, I know how a fan watches the NFL draft, but can you talk a little bit how an NFL player watches the NFL draft, what they root for, what they're looking for, especially the first couple of rounds?
You know, me personally, I don't really watch the draft, so I can't really give you any insight to that. I know it's an exciting time, especially for those young men. You know, they've worked so hard to have this point in their careers and this point in their lives, and it's a moment that they should enjoy. They should enjoy the process. I always tell, you know, Bruins that I talk to or kids coming out, you know, enjoy the process. It's fun. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and, you know, hats off to them. They've gotten to this point in their career. They should be excited about it, but as for me, I don't really have any expectations or hopes or anything like that. I'm just focused on what's going on here with the teammates that I have here now.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.